Happy New Year to you all, and thanks ever so much for joining us in our first podcast of 2011. I'm Jonathan Armstrong. I'm at Duane Morris in the UK, and I'm speaking to you from the sunny and cold of a dark UK night. And Eric, you're in the sun.
Yes, this is Eric Finrod in the San Francisco office of Duane Morris, although I beg to differ. I'm actually in pea soup fog, and my ferry was delayed substantially coming across San Francisco Bay to work. But here we are. At least it is daytime, but not much sun. But we're here to talk to you today about, why don't you go ahead and kick it off, Jonathan, and then I'll respond.
Yeah, I mean, one of the, I suppose it's January, and it's our first broadcast back, so we could either talk about England's stunning victory in the cricket over Australia, but I guess something more mainstream would just be a look back at the decade, really, the decade that we've had in technology. And it's really been 10 years of immense change from my point of view. And Eric, you've been blogging on that this week.
Yes, I actually did publish a blog this week, and essentially the title of it was 2011, Here We Come, and there was a little bit of a retrospective first, and that is, you know, if you look back, you know, a little bit more than a decade ago, you know, we entered, you know, 2000, and the chief concern was Y2K, and there was this deep-seated worry that computers worldwide might crash as we rolled into the year 2000. But clearly, what a difference, you know, a decade makes. You know, not only did Y2K not materialize as the fantastic problem that everyone feared, but the internet has really grown up before our eyes, and we're now, and we have been over the last decade, and we're presently grappling with issues that never were even on the radar screen during the days of Y2K paranoia. So perhaps, Jonathan, you might want to touch on a few of those issues if you want to.
I think you're right, and you always sound, I always think I sound incredibly old when you think back to sort of the internet in the late 90s, when I know we were both practicing, and there was that Y2K threat over everybody's head. I can remember being on a sobriety undertaking to one client where I was allowed two glasses of wine. You know, contractually, they made me sign up to say I would only have two glasses of wine over the millennium, and we sat in a crowded room and waited for the millennium clock to tick over in Christchurch, New Zealand, which was reckoned to be the first place that was going to have these massive problems. But the internet has grown vastly. I mean, one of the other things I was looking at for this legislative consultation at the end of last year is how some of the ideas that looked a complete non-starter on the internet back in 2001, 2002, 2003, some very similar business models are going gangbusters now. I can remember over in Europe there was something called Boo, which went spectacularly into administration with what was at the time thought by some to be the completely stupid idea of selling clothes on the internet. But look where we are, just five, six, 7 years later. The pace of growth has been immense, hasn't it?
Well, and even look at something like, you know, social media and Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, when we rolled into 2000, you know, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook might have still been practically a teenager at that point. Of course, he's not much older than that now. I believe he's 26. We're talking about 11 years ago. And Facebook now boasts over 500 million users, and that was actually a little while ago. Apparently, what is it, one out of, well, actually, I'll probably get the number wrong, but a substantial percentage of the world's population already is on Facebook and increasing exponentially every single day. You know, where was that in 2000? Nowhere. You know, social media is going gangbusters, and who would have thought back then? It wasn't even a real crystallized idea. That's just an example.
And I think that has real ramifications for businesses. I know we talked about it at the back end of last year, but things like WikiLeaks, obviously, and the pace of change for businesses to respond to events has increased phenomenally, isn't it? I mean, this is going to make me sound really old, but I remember when I qualified as a lawyer, you know, if you had a piece of litigation, you really did something on that file at best every other day, because you dictated your letter to your secretary, she typed it, she posted it. The next day, it was their turn. They did the same. And then when faxes came in, it just increased the workload with emails, maybe it meant that there was now 15 interactions a day on that file. So, you know, 30 times what it had been before. And the internet's more like that still, isn't it? So it leads to more and more litigation because people make careless comments. And it also means that once something happens, a bad thing happens to your company, it's round the world in 30 minutes now, isn't it? And so regulation on the internet's changed vastly in these last 10 years as well, hasn't it?
Well, that's true, and I certainly hope you're not feeling old, because I know I'm older than you are, and I don't want to be prematurely aged. True, when I first started practicing law in the early to mid-1980s, I mean, something was pretty high-tech. If you had a mag card, you could stick into an electronic typewriter and have a like little teeny bit of memory pertaining to it. And I remember just a few years later, you know, the receptionist come running down the hall saying, "Mr. Sinrod, you have a fax, so this must be urgent, because I had a fax. This was very important." And next thing you know, you're getting voicemails and emails and now texting and all of these wonderful electronic devices and media that are supposed to save us time simply are making us work at warp speed, so we have to be tremendously more productive than we did, you know, back in the day, because the human spirit is competitive and everyone's using these aspects to their own competitive advantage. But you're right, it speeds everything up. Sometimes there's haste. You know, with haste there can be mistakes in terms of, you know, internet speech and disclosures, and we have, you know, privacy issues where private data is revealed, mm-hmm. and there's security issues, and there are those that want to take advantage. So we have, you know, computer crimes. There's, you know, potential for cyber wars. We talked about that not too long ago. And then when you talk about litigation, Jonathan, I mean, plainly, when you deal with what's called discovery in litigation, and we've spoken about that as well, you know, the name of the game now is e-discovery, electronic discovery. Yeah. And the scope of what can be produced, at least here in the United States, is gargantuan, and sometimes the tail wags the dog in terms of the expense of litigation, where it's the electronic discovery that's so expensive that sometimes that expense outpaces the actual value of the merit of the case.
Absolutely.
So these are a lot of things that we've seen, and I see we're already almost up against our 10 from Tech Law 10, so maybe, Jonathan, you want to sort of wind this down, and we'll say goodbye to our audience.
Yeah, I guess the other thing that we traditionally do in January is we look back to the past and we look forward to the future. So we're very keen on the topics that you want us to cover in the future. Maybe one of the things we'll return to, I think, is just this very theme and the fact that in the UK, for example, in March, the advertising regulatory authorities are going to abolish the distinctions between internet and traditional media regulation. So they're saying, look, internet advertising is such a large part of the game, we're going to regulate it all the same. I think we're going to see more of those regulatory moves on both sides of the pond. So maybe that's a topic we could pick up on in the coming months. But we're just really anxious to have your predictions, really. Tell us what you think we should be covering. Tell us what you think the next year is going to bring in technology. We're not so unrealistic as to ask you to predict what's going to be happening 10 years from now in technology circles. But if you want to have a stab at the next 3, 4, 5 months, let us know and we'll return to the best. You can be anonymous or we can read your name out, whatever you choose. So to do that, my email address is jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. And Eric?
Mine is ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. And, of course, if you can predict 10 years out, maybe you'll be the next Mark Zuckerberg and we'll be watching a movie about you soon. But do keep in touch with us. You can follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. And we're now signing off. This is your Tech Law 10 beginning 2011. Thank you.
Have a great year.